The Three Sillies.
There were a farmer and his wife. They had one daughter. Their daughter had a boyfriend. He came to see her every evening. They all ate dinner together in the farmer's farmhouse. Before dinner, the girl went to the cellar to get some cheese. While getting the cheese, the farmer's daughter looked up. She saw an axe stuck in the ceiling. The girl started talking to herself.
What if I married my boyfriend? She said. What if we had a son? What if our son came into the cellar to get some cheese? And what if the axe fell on his head and killed him?
Just thinking about it made her cry. Her mother wondered why her daughter was taking so long to get the cheese. She went down into the cellar. She saw her daughter crying. "What's wrong?" she asked. Her daughter told her the story.
That would be terrible,
her mother said. She sat down next to her daughter. Together, they cried about it. The men were still waiting for the cheese. They wondered where the women were. So the farmer went into the cellar. He found the women crying.
What's wrong?
He asked. His wife told him the story.
That would be terrible, he said.
Then he sat down and cried with the women. The girl's boyfriend went into the cellar. He found them crying.
Why are you crying?
He asked. The farmer told him the story. Then the farmer, his wife, and his daughter cried harder than before. The girl's boyfriend just laughed. He took the axe down.
You are so silly, he said. I have been many places, but I have never met anyone as silly as you.
The young man told the farmer,
I am going to leave. If I find three people who are sillier than you three, I will come back. Then I will marry your daughter.
He said goodbye and left. Now the girl was crying because she lost her boyfriend. The young man walked for some time. Then he came to a house. A woman was pushing her cow up a ladder onto the roof.
What are you doing? He asked.
I want my cow to eat the grass on the roof.
The cow will fall, the young man said.
I have this rope, said the woman. It is around the cow's neck. I will put the rope down the chimney. Then I will tie it to my wrist. I can work in the house. If the cow falls, I will know.
You are silly, the man said. Cut the grass and throw it on the ground. That would be better.
I think my way is better, she said.
The young man walked away, but he didn't get far before he heard a loud noise. He looked back at the house. The cow was on the ground. The woman was stuck in the chimney. That was the first silly. The young man stopped at an inn for the night. The inn was full, so he shared a room with another man. In the morning, the young man heard a loud noise. He opened his eyes. The young man saw pants on the knobs of the dresser. The other man ran across the room and jumped. He tried to land with his feet in his pants, but he could not.
"What are you doing?" the young man asked.
"I am trying to put my pants on,"
the other man said. The young man laughed.
"You are silly. This is how you put pants on."
Then he sat down and showed him.
"Oh, thank you," said the other man. "I never would have thought to do it that way."
That was the second silly. The young man walked all day. That night, he came to a pond. Many people were standing around it. They had rakes and brooms. They were using them to get something out of the pond.
"What are you doing?" the young man asked.
"The moon fell into the pond. We are trying to get it out," they explained.
The young man laughed.
"Look up. The moon is in the sky. That is just its reflection in the water," he said.
But the people would not listen to him. They called him names. They ran after him. They tried to hit him with their rakes and brooms. The young man quickly ran away. Well, those were a lot of sillies. So, the young man kept his promise. He went back to the farmhouse and married the farmer's daughter. And that is the story of the three sillies.